From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea's historic ruling party Congress in Pyongyang includes a promotion for Kim Jong-un. North Korea's state-run Korea Central News Agency reported that Saturday's itinerary includes electing Kim to a new position that'll put him on an equivalent level with his father and grandfather, who each held the title of General Secretary of the Workers' Party. Kim's rise in political stature is taking place as a U.S. monitoring group warns that North Korea may be preparing to carry out another nuclear test in the near future. The Nigerian military has launched a military offensive aimed at putting pressure on the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, as well as to rescue unarmed civilians kidnapped by them. This follows reports that the United States is considering selling light attack aircraft to Nigeria to help the fight against Boko Haram. Critics of the Nigerian government say that Islamic militants are active and still attacking civilians and soldiers, despite government pronouncements that Boko Haram has been defeated. Firefighters are still battling massive wildfires that forced evacuations of nearly 100,000 people in Alberta, Canada. Police and military officers are leading a convoy of vehicles through wreckage out of the oil sands camps where they'd been staying since Tuesday. Thousands more people are expected to be airlifted from the fire zone on Saturday. Chad Morrison is a spokesman for Alberta Fire.
This is a dynamic, challenging, extreme fire. So, you know, many things can happen. But at this point, the prediction over the next 2 days is for the fire to move away to the northeast.
Investigators are still trying to pinpoint the cause of the fires that have so far destroyed 1,600 buildings. From Washington, this is VOA. A Russian-brokered 72-hour extension for a ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo remains in effect Saturday, with no immediate reports of a breakdown. Fighting between rebels and President Bashar al-Assad's forces have left nearly 300 dead. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force. Russia has been using its leverage with the Assad government, and the U.S. has been using its influence with the opposition, trying to curb the country's unrest. Shortly after the U.S. and Russia confirmed the initial reaffirmation of a ceasefire on Wednesday, at least 28 people were killed in an airstrike on a refugee camp in Idlib province near the country's border with Turkey. Hillary Clinton, the likely U.S. Democratic presidential nominee, is taking the fight for the White House to the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Clinton told supporters in California Friday that Trump opposes raising the minimum wage and he doesn't care much about women or immigrants.
Donald Trump has doubled down on his intention to deport 11 or 12 million Americans. He's even now talking about what he calls a deportation force. Can you imagine the police and military action inside our borders, knocking on doors, hauling people out of their beds and their workplaces, 11 or 12 million? Well, that is the picture he is painting.
Trump's stance on immigration is seen by many opponents as xenophobic and brought out many protesters to his rally in Oregon. If the early polling stands, Trump has ground to make up among female voters before the November election. He has promised not to back down from Clinton, who has yet to secure the Democratic nomination in a political battle with Bernie Sanders, meaning Clinton still has to spend as much time building alliances within her party as attacking Trump. A Turkish court has sentenced two prominent journalists to 5 years in prison on Friday. Kaan Dündar, editor-in-chief of a leading opposition newspaper, was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months at a closed-door trial in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, received 5 years behind bars. The case, which has become to be seen as a test for press freedom in Turkey, has brought condemnation from media and global rights groups around the world. Many in London are celebrating the Labour Party's Sadiq Khan becoming the city's first Muslim mayor. Polls say the top issues in the mayor's race were the rising costs of housing and transportation. Elsewhere, voters across England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland dealt the Labour Party a blow, exposing the stark differences between London and the countryside. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.